one cold and bright December day, I climbed into my winged craft to make my way. Above the Rockies of New Mexico, those jagged peaks I flew, my destination was 300 miles away. Far below me were the canyons and the little mountain creeks, the rocky ridges and the rugged piney trees. And as the sun danced off my shining wings, below me I could see the glistening snow that lay upon the rocky steeps. Then suddenly, without a warning, on that sunbright, cloudless morning, something struck my little craft to make her shake. And it was all that I could do to keep her level as I flew. The mighty mountain wind had vowed my life to take. As many men will verify, there are dangers in the sky, and they often can't be seen by human eye. And suddenly I realized my life was jeopardized as the turbulence from the mountain wind grew high. Now we were violently shaking and my confidence failing, almost torn apart, it seemed, by deadly forces. And as my trembling hands began to shake, I feared my little craft would break. This rocky turf below would be my grave. Then my thoughts went back to many years before. A little craft upon the sea was near destruction. Then the mighty voice of Jesus spoke, and dreadful storm wind ceased to blow, and they marveled at the power of his instruction. Then a voice from within me seemed to say, if you say to that mountain be removed, and if you believe, it will obey you in my name. In my name it will obey you. Well, then I felt a surge of courage and my strength returned to me. And I saw a mighty miracle that day. For the death winds lost their strength, and as sweet peace filled the air, I told the wicked winds to be still in his name. There are no words that can be said, there are no songs that can be sung to describe the power when on his name I called. For he placed his arms around me and he showed me not to fear. The name of Jesus is mightier than all. And there are many men in danger on those jagged peaks in life as they're motivated through the storm and its cry. But they've never known the voice of one who speaks peace to the wind. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is life.